Yeah, and he's had some success out there. Hasn't seen the ball as much as I'm sure he'd like to, but there's also some other openings for the Bulldogs. Somehow that Mike Gray finds his openings every chance he gets and everything, and he's throwing it up there. What I'm alluding to is the fact that they're going to have to start identifying who their makers are and if they're going to make a run in this ball game.
Well, both squads lining up here for the second half. 45 seconds until we start the second half. 19-12, Keystone leads the Owen Gage Bulldogs. A little bit of sloppy first half. We'll see how the second half turns out.
As far as turnovers,
yeah,
I don't expect any change. It's just, you know, that's helter-skelter basketball is pretty much what we find a lot.
Well, how about this? Of Owen Gage's their 22 rebounds, 12 of them offensive glass, 10 of them defensive. And for Caseville, 7 offensive boards, 4 defensive boards.
And who's having the most success on the inside, too? Yeah, it's just...
Nothing's making sense anymore.
It's baffling is what it is. But both teams are ready to go and ready to start the second half.
Owen Gage will get the ball to start the second half, moving right to left across your radio. The inbound to Matt Fritz. Out there for the Bulldogs. We have Matt Fritz, Aaron Farner, Mike Ray over down with the ball right now. Luke Redford in with from the left block. He's fouled going up to the to shoot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots to start the second half. First team foul against the Caseville Eagles in the second half. And it looks like the second against Brandon Lesner. First free throw off the mark to wide right. No good for Redford and the Bulldogs, still trailing by 7 points. And the fifth player out there for Owen Gage would be Brandon Binder.
Luke's got to go ahead and get in there and bounce, bounce, swish.
That's the first miss we've seen all night, and the second one is missed as well. And offensive board, though, for Owen Gage. Mike Ray, the runner from the right elbow, is no good. Gets his own rebound. That's no good. Rebound still loose, and it's out of bounds. And it'll be Caseville ball.
You know, give Owen Gage credit there. They're going after that ball. How many rebounds they have on that one flurry?
All over the place. 7:35 left in the third, and Sawyer Kazefka seems a little bit
shaken up. Worse for wear there.
He claims he's okay.
He just shook his head a little bit and said, I'm ready to roll.
19-12, still score, same score as we started this half. 7.5 to play in the third, and the runner from number 35, Caseville, Caden Gilhart's no good. Rebound loose, and we have a held ball, possession arrow in favor of the Eagles.
First down.
Especially with that haircut. Tom King, rocking the man bun. Number 45, big man Michael Kelly steps back in. He has 1 foul tonight, and he replaces Brandon Lesner. So other right now, we have Tom King for 3, Kazefka for 3, and this one's good. He has 13, extends the lead out to the largest of the night, 22-12.
Why am I not surprised?
Farner to Mike Ray in transition to Redford, and Kelly steals it away, and we have a foul. This will be against Owen Gage. Foul goes against number 25, Luke Redford. That's his first, team's first of the second half. And also the 15th turnover for Owen Gage.
That was a frustration foul right there, because
yes,
it was
indeed
a nice feed underneath to Binder, and it just did not connect.
How about the bright future for Sawyer Kazefka?
Oh, my goodness.
As a freshman tonight, leading all scorers with 13, a smooth-looking shot and a lefty. To the top to Shippey, or to Kazefka, left wing. Thought about taking the 3, instead goes down, short corner, no good, and rebound Farner. Here come the Bulldogs. 6:40 left in the third. 10-point ball game, 22-12, Caseville leading. Mike Ray back to Farner, dribbles into the lane, back out to Fritz for 3, right wing, short, and rebound, no one else but Kazefka. 12th rebound for the Eagles tonight. 6:20 left in the third. And Gilhart is fouled on the way up. The shot is good. And 1, the old-fashioned 3-point play upcoming. Basket counts. Foul goes against number 42, Brandon Binder, his first, and team second. 6:19 left in the third.
It was just a matter of time before Gilhart went ahead and hit one on that. It was a nice shot that he took, and now we're looking for the free throw.
And it's good. It's now a 13-point lead for the Caseville Eagles. 6:18 left in the third, 25-12. O'Engage facing a full court press in transition, and it's stolen. And Caden Gilhart steals that one away. 16th turnover. Sawyer Kozefka in transition can't get the bucket to fall. Kelly gets the rebound. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Michael Kelly with 2 points in the night has now attempted a free throw. Third team foul in the half. Foul goes against number 25, Luke Redford. That's his second for the O'Engage Bulldogs. And we have a timeout called by Brian Wright of the O'Engage Bulldogs. Will return in 60 seconds right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's 2018. This is going to be your year. It's not going to be one of those years where you set resolutions and 3 weeks later, you're on your couch Netflix binging an entire season of Shameless and eating ice cream straight from the container. No, this is your year. And that's why it's good to be sure. It's time you get healthy and stay healthy. Take advantage of what Sure has to offer. Whether it's Sure Family Medicine and Sure Family Pharmacy in Pidgeot, Caseville, Sebring, and Elkton, or Sure Senior Living with independent, assisted, and long-term living all in the hospital's backyard. Or maybe it's Sure's Rehab Services with the only resistance pool in the entire area. Or Sandy Shore's Wellness Center, a completely remodeled facility with fitness classes, weightlifting, workout equipment, pool, hot tub, and sauna. And don't forget about our ReadyCare Clinic, open 362 days a year. And if need be, our emergency department 24/7. It's all right here, and it's all Sure. Make 2018 your year. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Out of the timeout, Michael Kelly at the free throw line, shooting two, misses the first, and gets the second one to slide in. He has 3 points. It's now a 14-point ball game. Over to Mike Ray for O'Engage, right wing extended. Double team coming. He's going to try and dribble that one out. He picks it up. He's in trouble. And kicks it over to the opposite corner to Matt Fritz, wide open for three. Off, and he banks her home. Wow, we've seen it all, John.
Money in the bank on that one.
5 points for Matt Fritz. Mind you, O'Engage has one field goal, three threes. Kelly into the lane, and we have an offensive foul against Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll be his second and team's second for Caseville. O'Engage ball, 90 feet for own hoop. 5.5 left in the third quarter. 26-15, 11-point ball game. Mike Ray sits down, replaced by O'Engage's Carl Steff.
I thought Shippey was going to go ahead and pick that off on the half-court trap.
Steph goes down. He gets the shot off, but it is blocked immediately into the second row, into the bleachers. Case O'Engage ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounding, and it's immediately stolen by number 51, Brandon Lesner. 17th turnover for O'Engage, and they tip it out of bounds as Case will try to get it down to the baseline. Lesnar will be inbounding for the Eagles. 5:10 left in the third quarter. Inbounds into the right corner. Dribbling twice. Picks it up. Back to Lesnar. The layup from the right side is good. Lesnar's first points. 13-point lead, 28-15. 5 to go in the third quarter. O'Engage is Steph at the top of the key, and it's stolen. Here comes the Eagles. 18th turnover.
If O'Engage is going to get in this ball game, they're going to have to start picking it up.
Kozefka in the lane, misses it, but Kelly's there to clean up the boards and puts it back in for 2 points. He has five, and it's doubled up 30-15, Caseville. Over the right wing, Steph. Back to Binder. He can't hang on to it. Throws it back out, and it's another turnover into the hands of Shippey. Fifth turnover this quarter alone. We've played 3.5 minutes. Sawyer Kozefka, top of the key, pulls back out to the left corner, left wing to Shippey. To Gilhart, back to Kozefka, right wing. Into the lane he goes, the runner's up, and this one's smooth. Just the right touch, he has 15 points, 32-15. And we have a whistle, and this is going to be a foul against... That's actually an offensive foul against O'Engage. Aaron Farner's first foul, team's fourth. 4:03 left in the third quarter, And it'll be